News, I'm Rich Thomason. If it's snowing where you are, you have a lot of company on both the East and the West Coast.
Meteorologist Zach Taylor of the National Weather Service says expect more snow and frigid temperatures in Washington, D.C., Pennsylvania, and New York, where yesterday a plane slid off a snowy taxiway in Rochester.
Storm system moves through and brings the snow. It's just going to reinforce some of that cold air. Especially across the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast.
And on the West Coast, Oregon's governor has declared a statewide emergency after days of freezing rain and the tragedy in which a pregnant woman, her 15-year-old brother, and her boyfriend slipped on ice and touched a downed live wire. All three were killed. I'm Donna Warder.
And in snowy Washington, D.C., they're getting ready for the 51st annual March for Life. The American Life League's Hugh Brown says today is the day.
We as Christian people have got to pray against it and then have got to actually take action. Because if not us, who?
Correspondent Greg Clugston.
This year's march is the second since the Supreme Court struck down Roe. Pro-life leaders celebrated that victory, but acknowledged the movement faces significant hurdles. In recent months, seven states, including Ohio, Kansas, and Kentucky, have voted to keep abortion access legal. March for Life President Jeannie Mancini has said the battle to build a culture of life is far from over. After a noon rally on the Washington Mall, participants will march to the Capitol Building and Supreme Court.
Existing home sales sank last year to a nearly 30-year low as mortgage rates climbed to the highest level in more than two decades, pushing home ownership out of the reach of many Americans. Stocks are higher this morning on Wall Street, the Dow up 66 points, the Nasdaq 65 points higher. This is SRN News. Parents want more control of what their kids learn at school.
According to a new poll from the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, roughly two-thirds of America's moms and dads want to be able to opt their kids out of lessons that conflict with their religious beliefs. 67% of respondents in Beckett's latest Religious Freedom Index study also agree that, quote, parents are the primary educators of their children. The primary bone of contention is curriculum that promotes transgenderism and the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hungary's conservative government says it will not change policies designed to limit kids' exposure to the LGBT lifestyle, even though the European Union is demanding that it do so. The EU has vowed to continue withholding billions of euros in funding from Hungary in an effort to force the government to repeal the laws. Budapest has released a statement saying that for Hungary, it is unacceptable to spread LGBT propaganda among children. This is SRN News. Some groundbreaking research offering future hope for those who suffer liver failure.
Surgeons at the University of Pennsylvania attached the liver of a pig to a brain-dead human body and watched it successfully filter blood. The liver was outside the donated body. The idea is to eventually try the technique in patients with liver failure. For decades, animal-to-human transplants have failed because people's immune systems rejected the foreign tissue. Now, scientists are trying again with pigs whose organs have been genetically modified to be more human-like. The FDA is considering whether to allow a small number of people who need a new organ to volunteer for rigorous studies of either pig hearts or kidneys. I'm Ed Donahue.
Looks like there will be no partial government shutdown this weekend after all. Congress has given final approval to another of those stopgap spending bills. This one will keep the lights on at least until March. More details at SRNnews.com.